I'm sorry for the poor audio quality of this episode. I want to keep it and be consistent and put out episodes every week. And I didn't want to cut this one, cause Jordan does a really funny bit about different jobs that he's applying for. I'm fucking sorry, I'm trying my best. I spent all day in bed on Sunday and now my back hurts. My fucking back hurts, give me a fucking break. I'm trying really fucking hard. Should have written more words for this funny intro part, but you fucking get it. Let's start the goddamn show.
Scratch louder. Oh, there you go. Hey everybody.
Hi.
It's me, Sam Evans.
And Jordan Huggins.
Jordan Huggins. We haven't talked about this. Are you getting rid of the Scott from your name?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, it's your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I should do. Jordan Scott Huggins or Jordan Huggins. But I was going by all three when I was back home mm-hmm. in Charlotte.
Yeah.
When I started. And then now when I moved here, doing it feels pretentious. Uh-huh. But there are a lot of three-name comics.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I always think that a three-name comic, it has like a really nice ring to it, you know?
Yeah. If you don't have too many syllables, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm sorry. I'm just paranoid because of our first recording. So
make sure we're recording.
Checking the levels on everything. I think you should go for it, man. Jordan Scott Huggins, because it's got a nice ring to it.
Jordan Scott Huggins, yeah. Yeah.
And you seem like a Jordan Scott Huggins.
What is Jordan Scott Huggins like versus Jordan Huggins?
Jordan Huggins is, don't take this the wrong way, he is a dumb yokel. He is. When you are introduced as Jordan Huggins, I am like, ugh. Yeah, let's all brace for this
immediately.
Bullshit.
Hey y'all. Hey y'all, ever been fix a Trans Am?
You sound like you when you go up on as Jordan Huggins, it sounds like you think middle names are too fancy. Like, I'm not some white collar bullshit yuppie jerk off with a middle name.
You know what I should start doing is creating personas for the two different names.
Oh yeah.
So you know which one I'm performing as when you hear my name called. Mm-hmm. Is it gonna be three name or unpretentious two name?
And people start coming for the and they're very upset. You get like a lot of like people in tuxedos for Jordan Scott Huggins. And then when it's Jordan Huggins, they're like, well, I did not pay money for this.
It's just the blue collar comedy tour.
Yeah, it's just you doing all four parts when they come back on stage.
They call me Jordan Salad.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. No, I've always been because I think that your middle name is Scott makes it work. If you were Jordan Aloysius, people would be like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually have the same middle name as my dad.
Oh, really?
So we have the same initials. That was his goal.
I have this. Well, this is why I can't do the middle name thing. My name is Samuel Kennedy McKeel Evans.
McKeel.
I have two ridiculous middle names.
I actually knew that, but I thought it was, oh, it is McKeel. McKeil.
Yeah, with like a capital K. It's like real, I think it's Scottish.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew that because I save everybody, anytime I save somebody's number, I get their full name. So
really?
When I got your number, however many years ago, you gave it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you gave me your name.
Why do you get everybody's full name?
I think I really like names, which is why I do the three names thing.
Yeah.
So I just love, like, I've got some friends from, like, some like Latin American friends, and oh god,
oh, a lot of names,
so many names. I love it so much.
Because most Latin, don't they? They don't have a middle name, but they have 40 last names.
they take the last names of both their father and their mother. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Like, so Esteban, Brian, it was one of my best friends. Brian Esteban Torres Vera, which is
that's a very good
Brian Esteban Torres Vera.
It's also really interesting that the name Brian goes with all those beautiful Latin names.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now you're Brian, and then four gorgeous...
Esteban Torres Vera. Brian.
Can I tell you something that I'm already noticing a pattern here and a problem that I'm going to avoid? Last time, when we did our first episode together, which was actually the second time because I failed to record the first
episode. Yes. We should make reference to it every
time.
Yeah, every episode.
I think that our first episode might have been our high watermark. This one's going pretty good so far.
We're always just chasing that dragon.
When we recorded for the first time, there was an orange in front of me, and I think we made it about 5 minutes in before you were like, "You are eating that orange." And I got yodels this morning.
Oh, and there's
a pack of three. Now, in my defense, I did give this to you, this last yodel, as dessert. And now I look to my left at my desk.
And the yodel is...
It is there.
Yeah.
Just giving me the middle finger saying, eat me.
That local yodel is sitting teasing you.
Yeah.
Undress me.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we talked. Yeah.
Your tweet was about... Because it is a yodel, but I called them Swiss rolls.
Swiss rolls,
which is the little Debbie.
Or ho-ho.
Or ho-ho, yeah.
Hostess is ho-ho. Little Debbie is Swiss cake.
Yes,
little.
Yeah.
And then Yodels is the Drake. It's like a New York company.
Drake? He released a...
Yeah, Drake's Yodels. One time I had an Instagram of a truck of Drake's Yodels, and I was like, wow, Drake's dropping a hot new album, and I got so much shit for that Instagram. People were like, fuck you.
On Twitter, on whatever?
Instagram, yeah. People were like,
Drake, the Drake
you
mob.
Fucking pieces. They were so mad.
Cannot take a joke.
Yeah.
Clearly. Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's the Drake mob or just other comedians being like, you piece of shit. Try harder.
Also, continuity. Last episode, first episode, eating an orange. Right now, drinking an orange Gatorade. Yeah.
Should we talk about why I'm drinking orange Gatorade?
Yeah. Why are you drinking a Gatorade, Samuel?
Today, Jordan was supposed to come over and he is over here at my apartment. But I got embarrassingly hungover this morning from having...
This morning you got hungover?
Yeah. Well, I woke up hungover. Three drinks last night. Three drinks.
Three whole. Well, they were... The size of a garbage can, but...
Yeah. But three drinks. And then I think what really did me in, I had two cigarettes, and I can't... Do you have that? You don't smoke.
I don't smoke, but I do occasionally socially, like Melissa and I...
We'll split a cigarette.
We won't split it, but like we both get that hankering for like...
Yeah.
It just seems cool, you know?
It is cool.
Socially smoking. You guys are going outside? Mm-hmm. This conversation is going outside. I want to go with you.
Yeah.
And have a cigarette, yeah. So I get it for sure.
Yeah. I think that is what made my hangover. That's a big thing for me. I can drink, but if I have cigarettes with it, it's like giving my hangover a knife. It's like, I'm going to stab you while you sleep.
Before he's just running around with bare knuckles.
Yeah. It ups the bar fight for like broken bottles and sharpened pieces of metal.
Do you have a couple cigarettes?
I had two cigarettes.
Okay.
Yeah, which I probably shouldn't be saying. Because Carmen will be mad. But it's fine. I don't know. So yeah, that was my day. I can't be... You know what I don't like about the further in you get to comedy? Is that you realize... Like, hack premises are hack premises because they are true.
That's interesting, yeah.
When you do experience like a hack premise in real life, you're like, well, I could talk about that.
And then... what are you saying? Like, as you get older, hangovers? Yeah.
Hangovers get worse. I want to talk about that all the time.
I know, yeah.
But I've heard it 40 different ways, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, well, you know, you can... The devil's advocate argument is that like, well, yeah, it is a hack premise, but... You know, it's your take on it. How can you do it? But if it's like, well, I can only exercise.
Yeah.
So after 4,500 people have talked about it, there's only so many ways to talk about it.
Yeah. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll take a stab at it.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes with things where while I'm doing it, I can feel other comics around, being like, maybe it's just in my head.
What was your hack premise?
My big hack
premise. Well, no, we know the premise. What was your, what's your idea behind it?
Oh, just like how your body, I mean, exactly that, that your body can't take anymore. Or also the hack premise of when you wake up and you think you're not hungover, but you were actually still drunk, and then your hangover becomes a hangover.
Begins. Yeah.
Which is like a ninja hiding that comes out at you.
You wake up, you're like you're like, you like Christmas morning, like the parents are, and you're like, I think I'm good.
Yeah. And then you open the presents and they're all just rotten eggs.
I tried to work one too, talking about, it's not that, the idea was like, it's not that hangovers, maybe hangovers get worse as you get older, but I don't think it's an age, it's not an age thing. Mm-hmm. It's a how long you've been drinking type of thing. You know, like my hangover at 30 is worse than when I was at 20, not because I'm 30, but because I've been drinking
for 10 years.
Like because I've been off the rails, balls to the wall drinking. So my, at this point, my liver's like, I can't take much more.
I can see that. Yeah. Also, I think if you're in like better shape, your body recovers from it.
Yeah.
I'm not in good shape, and I fucking feel it.
I think I'm in. I'm in worse shape, and I can feel it.
I think we're pretty evenly matched.
No, is that your weight on the wall? It's a sticky note.
It is, but I bet I'm probably a little bit over that right now.
Okay.
This is a very embarrassing thing. My weight is written on the wall of my bedroom right now. It's written on the wall of my bedroom because a friend of mine who lives in Chicago, his name's Mike Cronin. We are doing a weight loss thing from like November to the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And when I weighed myself at the end, I weighed exactly that weight, to the tenth of a pound.
Yeah.
I stayed the same.
Oh, that was it. That was a couple months ago. You didn't fluctuate at all.
No, I think. Well, I think what happened was when we started it, I was running really like running every day or like 5 days a week for like 3 weeks. It was
going. Oh, you're a runner. Yeah. Okay.
But I didn't really adjust my diet at all.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm just gonna exercise first, and then when that becomes a habit, I'll worry about my diet. And then it didn't become a habit, and then my diet kind of got shittier afterwards.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I was running.
Yeah.
So whatever I lost, I just put right back on.
I do just use exercise as an excuse to be like, three donuts. I can.
That's, my brain is so stupid like that, you know? It does that with money, and it does that with like food and eating.
Like if I play soccer in the morning, later on, I'm like, good job, Jordan. You deserve this.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at. But yeah. Oh, so you're above that.
I'm well above that, yeah.
Oh. Well, don't worry. I think you look good.
Hey, thanks.
No problem.
Somebody come.
Can we talk about the picture? You actually look very good in that picture.
I know.
It was so funny.
Somebody else complimented me on it, and I was like, I've got a real laying down body, I think.
Sure. I feel that way.
This other comic was like, dude, that was a great photo. You should perform exclusively on Chase lounges.
Yeah. What we're referencing is that Jordan posted a picture to his Instagram, which I'm assuming was taken by Melissa.
Melissa, yeah.
And it is Jordan laying down on his bed in just jeans with them unbuttoned. And he's petting his kitten, BK, in front of him on the bed. And it's just a very...
And I'm shirtless, yeah.
Yeah. It's a very Calvin Klein-esque shirt picture. It also fits with your theme of in the winter indoors, just dressing like a southern gentleman. You're just barefoot and unbuttoned.
How's the weather out there? It's a balmy 74 degrees in the abode. Yeah.
But you, I identify with that so much because I was at Carmen's house the other night, laying like just in my underwear on her bed, and she was like, "I don't know how you can't like your body. You look great." And I was like, "Well, yeah, I am laying down."
I think we all look better. There's something to laying down that really does it for everybody.
Also, let me ask you if you feel this way. When I get up in the morning and I look at myself shirtless in the mirror, I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
It's because I think that all my fat hasn't sagged down.
Yeah. It takes time. Yes. Yeah. For
Overnight,
sure.
Overnight, your fat goes with your lay down body.
Yeah.
And then when you get it up, it's slowly dripping.
Like compresses overnight. Yeah. I think you are smaller. That's the thing. It's like if you weigh yourself. If you're doing a diet or exercising, you have to weigh yourself at the same time every day.
Yes.
You can't fluctuate. Can't do it at morning one day and then at night the next day or whatever.
I forget that too.
I wouldn't know. I don't weigh. I own a scale, but I don't use it.
Yeah, don't.
For out of fear.
That's actually, for me, anytime I've actually managed to lose weight, I just haven't paid attention to a scale. I think.
Oh, yeah.
There's something about, like, goal setting and stuff like that. I don't like to look at the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm depressed.
Well, you were talking about that, right? It's like what helps you achieve goals? Like, goals in the new year is fine, but it's not the goals. It's the modus operandi in which you are trying to achieve it. Yeah.
Goals versus systems.
Yes, systems. Yeah.
I was talking to my therapist about that, where I'm like, I think if I set a goal, I just get mad at myself every time I think about not having the thing.
Yeah.
But if you just focus on, like, habits and the right things to do instead of worrying about a faraway point.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
And I think it leads to better progress. Mm-hmm. This is turning into a self-help podcast. I'm okay with that, though.
It can be whatever.
It can be
I need whatever. A lot of self-help. I'm not sad. I don't know why.
Yeah, you seem to be doing pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to talk about your job search?
Oh, my job search. Yes, still unemployed.
Yeah.
Had a call this morning that went very well.
Yeah.
With an agency. I forgot that I wanted to talk about this, but I looked him up on Glassdoor.
Glassdoor
is it's like a job search website. They post jobs, and then they also, the Glassdoor, it lets you like the philosophy behind it is like, there's a Glassdoor, so it lets you see into what company life is like for a certain agency or company or whatever. So they have this giant database, so you can go on. It's like Yelp for companies, and you can go on. So I had an interview with a company this morning. Went pretty well. It was just like a preliminary interview, hoping to hear back from them for like a in-person interview. And then I went on, and I was looking at their Glassdoor, but they've got like 164 reviews. It's a global company. So I was like scrolling through looking for reviews on the New York based one, and not good at all. It's like
bad in what way?
I'm trying to find, I don't want to say the name of the company cause I want them to hire me, but the one, so each review gets a title. This first one is a pun based on their name that ends in mess. So
really?
Yeah. 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 So it's a pretty good one, but, so, okay, so this one, June 1st, 2017, this person, the title of the post is just liars. They just said liars. Former employee, experienced designer in New York. Doesn't recommend, negative outlook, and then a yellow, which means caution, for the CEO. And it was this person worked there for less than a year. The pros, I think they get Murray's Bagels for Bagel Fridays.
That's really funny.
Also,
wait, when she says yellow, caution for the CEO, is that like, watch out for this creep? Or is it?
I don't know. That's a good point. I mean, I don't think it's like, I hope it's not that.
Sure.
But it could be anything. They've basically got like a stoplight system for a whole slew of like categories. So there'll be like, you know, light, you know, company life or day-to-day work-life balance, blah, 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 all this stuff. And you can choose to rate them on like a scale of like red, green, or yellow or something. Mm-hmm. CEO just got a yellow, and that's all it says. Hmm. Pro, I think they get Murray's Bagels for Bagel Fridays. Mm-hmm. Also, they have a cute little bagel slicing thing that makes it easy to cut your bagel in half without squishing it. And there are two toasters, so you don't normally have to wait to warm your bagel up. No wonder this person had a problem at this agency.
Your main concern is about the bagels.
Yeah. And then cons, I didn't even read them. I was hired on temp to perm. They tried me out for 3 months, loved my performance, and extended me a good offer. Accepted the offer. All of a sudden, they claimed I had performance issues, so I honestly can't see how they found performance issues for this person when they were so focused on the bagels, you know? Yeah. So other than that, really not good. And there are 164 reviews.
And all similar?
That are pretty less than stellar, yeah.
I wonder what the average, like what's a good average for a company, you know what I mean?
That's a good point, yeah. I feel like I've...
Because I feel like most people who have left a job... won't think about it well. Even if they left on good terms. They probably left because they were like done with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these guys have a 3-star rating. 3 out of 5. 60% would recommend to a friend. 63% approve of CEO. That's the thing with like the psychology of reviews is that they've done studies and found statistically speaking, an upset customer is far like exponentially more likely to leave a review than a pleased, happy customer.
Yeah, because when you're happy, you don't think about
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you're upset, you're like, someone has wronged me, you know, and there's like that motivation too.
Also, I always think about this, and I always thought that this was, I mean, it's crazy, like you wouldn't be able to like make this work, but like for Yelp and stuff like that, whenever somebody leaves a bad review, I always thought that you should like be able to like rate that person also.
Oh, that's right? Good. Yeah.
It's like, have you ever read like a shitty review of a place, but then in the review, you're just like, well, I just don't think I like this person.
Yeah. Right. Like, so. Yeah. Like in this instant, this person's like, I got reviewed really badly, but the bagels are great. And it's like, well, okay, what kind of like psychological stability are we working with here? You know, like, what do you like as an employee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel so, that
all the time.
Yeah. Do you want to hear? I have a list of jobs I've applied to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want to hear? These are just a few of the jobs. I'm about to break 300 for applications to now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, hats off to you because that is a shit. That's like a lot of work. You
know? Yeah. Yeah. I do work really hard. So these are just a handful. An apple shucker, a happy ending massage janitor.
What does an apple shucker do?
I think like on the West Coast, they're just doing apples differently right now, you know? And so it's just like.
So as opposed to peeling the apples, they shuck them.
Yeah. Like I think corn. So. Yeah. Well, it's all hands. There's no tools. It's a lot more organic, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. So bare hands. Yeah. This job actually does require relocation. To Portland, Oregon. Yeah. Portland. So,
what was the second?
It's actually outside of Portland. It's a small apple farm orchard. The second one was a happy ending massage janitor.
So you have to clean up the room.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Post.
Do the towels. Somebody's got to do the towels, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope that you always have to do
the towels. And then the it seems like. I've never worked there. These are all I've only applied to them, but I imagine that oil, you know, is just like, it's pretty water resistant. So,
And I also would imagine with that, you're looking at like extremely late to / early morning hours. Some of those massage parlors, they go open past midnight, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a prime tuck job.
Yeah, that's true. Although, I don't disagree with that. I wonder if it's just not a free for all the time. Some guys I used to work with would go down on the break. I'm not going to accuse them of getting tuck jobs in the middle of a workday, but I will say that I knew a couple dudes that I worked with who would regularly go downstairs and get massages in the middle of the day. Just like as like a lunchtime.
That's weird.
Venture. Yeah, right?
This was at your most recent job?
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Not mid to Chelsea Flatiron.
Okay.
So we on our block of buildings, down like literally downstairs, like 2-3 doors down from our entrance, there was a downstairs
massage parlor.
Yeah. And they would do like a 15, 20 or 30 minute special super quick, like $15 to $20.
Yeah.
So
it's weird.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's weird
to do in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Ugh, these files are just...
I tell you, I've never wanted to, like, I just want to see it. Like, I don't want to go and get a tug jab from a stranger, but I do want to experience, like, it, like, start to happen.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It sounds perverted, but I just because...
We all have questions about it.
Right, and it's like seeing a unicorn in real life. You know what I mean? Where you're just like, you do exist.
Yeah.
That's what it is for me.
These aren't just a myth. Yeah.
I'll never see Bigfoot, but maybe... I will stumble upon a happy ending.
That would be great. You're like, oh my God, this is, you almost get even more excited as she's like rubbing. It feels really good. You get turned on, aroused. And then you're like, you don't want it. You're like, oh my God, look, I appreciate it so much. I don't want it, but man, have you given me some stories?
Yeah. I am going to tell so many people about this. Don't worry here. Go back to school. have some money.
Yeah. Anyway. That was funny. Okay, I got some more.
Yeah, what's your next
one? Bed maker. You don't need it. Did you make it specifically for me, or are you normally make your bed?
I don't normally make my bed, but I do. It is a thing I do where if I want to feel better about myself, I will make it.
It is a nice, you
it's
know,
a nice thing to come back to.
I started making our bed every morning, and it's
supposedly that is a sign of like, I mean, it's they when they talk about like habits of successful people,
yeah,
like people that make their bed are like more likely to like pay bills on time and dot 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 like all this. They're like very timely.
I do that, but I'm not that person.
Sure.
So I don't think it's the bed making that drives you and motivates you to pay your bills on time.
I know. And I'm the but kind of person that lies to myself about it, where I'm like, well, I made my bed.
I'm paying. I got it together. So bed maker. Pun. Hey,
bed maker where? In like a hotel?
I think just freelance.
You just hit people up.
Yeah. People, it's, yeah. I think they actually, there's an app that's called Tuck Job. And they hit you up. You're like, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. I need my bed made. Kind of like a dog walker app, but
sure.
It's called Tuck Job.
I would have to imagine that there are some confusing scenarios for people. You go to make their bed, and they're like, this is not what I thought I signed up for.
Well, yeah, but that's just about, you know, that's typical client. You got to meet expectations everywhere. So, yeah.
So what do you do then? If you,
well, I don't know. I've never worked as a bed maker. It was hard putting the resume together and cover letter to
it's
send to them.
Interesting if they drop that in the interview where they're like, all right, it seems like you make a pretty good bed.
Yeah.
You might have to jerk a guy off because he expected something else.
Yeah. And honestly, that I get that. I haven't worked out my response to that question yet, but to me, it's very similar to what are your strengths and weaknesses? How would you handle this workplace situation?
Yeah.
So, what else I got? Pun-based hair salon business name writer. This got to come from somewhere. Coat checker. That's just like a guy who's like, is that a coat? That's a coat. Okay. Diabetic technician. That's a diabetes technician. Street counter. You know when you Google a city and they're like,
wait, go back to diabetic. A technician for diabetes.
A diabetic technician. I just mushed the words together. Diabetic technician. I'm still having a trouble saying it. I don't know what it is. I think I'm doomed to get diabetes. So
hey, me too.
Really? Yeah.
We should talk about that.
My uncle has it. Crazy story. My grandfather, my mom's dad, he passed away many years ago, 20, 30 years ago. Yeah. And I mean, it would actually be more than that. It was like probably 10 years before I was even born. So this would have been 40 years ago.
Yeah.
My grandfather had diabetes. This is in not rural North Carolina, but like small town North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And he died in a car crash. But my mom thinks that he went into diabetic shock and had a diabetic coma while he was driving.
Sure.
And then hit a tree and died. And so it's like a serious, and it's happened to my uncle. It's like
diabetic shock.
Yeah. And he's like his wife came home to find him on the kitchen floor. It's like nuts. So I'm trying to be a technician in that field. So
not trying to watch your sugar. Be a diabetic technician. It is hard to make that pen.
Diabetic technician. Diabetes technician. Yeah. So you don't have it?
No, I have a very serious cyst. My uncle, my grandma, and then my mom now has, and my mom, I'm so mad. I was mad because my parents do a thing in their old age, which is, I know it's well-meaning, where like if they have health problems, they're like, well, we're not going to tell you about it because
can
you do?
Yeah.
Which is like a sweet, well-meaning
practical
thing.
But
my mom was pre-diabetic for a long time. And then apparently at some point in the last 3 or 4 years does now have diabetes. And it's like, but that's like a thing. Like that does affect me. Like I'm at risk for it.
I need to know. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah. But she's diabetic now too. And I mean... It's, you know, it's the kind where it's your fault also, where you just...
What is pre-diabetes? I mean, I've heard so many people make the joke about, like, I'm pre-med. Well, it's like, yeah, all of us are. You just got to say it, you know? But what is, like, pre-diabetes?
Pre-diabetic is, like, where you don't have diabetes yet, but, like, there are, like, signs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And and it's pretty much like a doctor like sees all of these indicators and they're like, hey, you need to get it together or else you're going to be diabetic.
Oh,
not good.
You're on like a fast track to it.
You're on the cusp. And if you don't change your lifestyle, it's going to be diabetes.
So what are the things you need to avoid? Like yesterday, for example, I had 4 glazed donuts and 7 Oreos with 2 full glasses of milk.
Are you a big sweets eater?
I'm a huge sweets eater.
Damn, man.
Yeah, it's so bad.
I love them.
I got a sweet. I get sweet teas.
Yeah.
Twos.
Yeah.
Multiple. More than one. Yeah.
Yeah. And I never mind.
What?
I almost made a tooth joke.
No, it's okay. I almost made one too. Go for it. I was gonna say, look, that's how I lost this one.
Carmen and I were having a conversation because Carmen eats pretty healthy. I feel bad because anytime Carmen eats shitty, it's mostly because I'm there and she's like, ugh, I want this. I'm like, yeah, you should.
That's what I've done with Melissa. I've just drug her down with me.
Right?
Yeah.
It's terrible. And Carmen was like, well, how much sweets do you eat? And I was like, so many.
Yeah.
You're not around. And she was like, really? And I was like, Carmen, anytime that you see me, there is at least a 50% chance I have just eaten a donut or a cookie or ice cream and I didn't share it with you.
Uh-huh.
I didn't tell you. I ate it on the way over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's probably a candy wrapper in my pocket right now. And I think while I was saying that, there was a Kit Kat wrapper.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. I am fucking terrible about it.
I've definitely, since Melissa and I, not since we started dating, but since we moved in together, just have ruined her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with sweets. Oreos are good. You know, my favorite, iced oatmeal cookies.
Iced oatmeal cookies?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Iced oatmeal cookies in the plastic, shitty, bottom shelf grocery store container. It's just like, it's like cellophane plastic wrapped around it. I love those. They're like usually like $1 or $2 a piece for a whole a rack of them.
I don't usually go. You know, this was like one of my worst, because I'll get into like a shitty different like candy or confectionery treat cookie. And for a while, do you know oatmeal cream pies?
Oh my God, yes.
There's a bodega. I mean, you can find them almost anywhere, but a lot of bodegas in New York will carry chocolate chip cookie cream pies.
Ooh,
and
that
my bodega
good.
Like 4 years ago had them for like fucking 50 cents.
Oh,
and I would just
clean them out
two every time I went home.
Yeah.
Just to like treat me. And it's so bad.
But oh, yeah.
I fucking loved them.
One time I got a hankering for oatmeal cream pie. Or no, remember Star Crunches? It was Rice Krispie, caramel, and chocolate covered.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, not Little Debbie, but like on the same aisle end cap as the oatmeal cream pies in the rectangular boxes. Uh-huh. I got a hankering for one of those. There's like 4 or 5 grocery stores around us within like a 3-4 block radius. Hit every grocery store, didn't have them. Last place we stopped was the bodega near our house. And they had them, it was like 50 to 75 cents a piece. Mm-hmm. And they had just a whole bunch of them, a whole box open. And I bought all of them and spent $9 or $10 on what should have been $1.50 or $2 for like 7 of them. So,
do you ever do this thing where one time Carmen was sick and I got her like soup and Gatorade, but then I also just bought a box of Swiss cake rolls?
Oh.
And I was like, you love these. She's like, why did you get these? Who are these for?
These are for you.
And I was like, they're for you and your recovery.
As you peel the skin away.
Yeah, just such bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I got some more.
Hit me with some more.
Hit some more. Street counter.
Street. Wait a second. Is it exactly what it sounds like?
Yeah, that's exactly. I count the streets. It honestly sounds like it's going to take several years.
Yeah, there's a lot of streets.
Yeah. And it sounds like there's a lot of room for growth in this industry, though. So,
you know what I think is the hardest part about street counter is that you might accidentally count some streets twice.
Oh,
some streets are so long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Also, frustrating thing about it is they're like, you know, if I'm counting the streets, they're already numbered and named. So, what am I doing?
What's the deal?
But I think it's just for, like, you know, again, freelance Wikipedia articles, you know, and you go and you're like, how big is Dayton, you know,
and that's where you come in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dayton. Well, I only do the number of streets. Mm-hmm. I don't care about square mileage.
Okay.
So it's like, I don't know how big it is, but I can tell you that there are 42,369 streets in Dayton. I don't know if that's true.
Do you have to go, or I was wondering, with our modern technology, do you think you can ever, like, if you're like have a cough, you're like, I feel like working from home, I'm just going to use Google Maps.
Do you do that? I'm working from home today. I would hope that it did say in the Craigslist ad that there are remote work from home and remote
opportunities.
Yeah. See. Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely look into a street. Yeah.
I don't know if it is with that or if I'm just getting a live feed from my proxy who's walking around Dayton. So they just strap a camera to a guy and they're just like, I'm like, he starts counting. I'm like, easy, buddy. That's my job. You walk, I'll count. I think it's very similar to this next one. It's called whale weigher. You know how we're always like, how much do blue whales weigh? And yeah. It's like, somebody's got to weigh them.
And you weigh them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of.
Yeah.
What does that entail? Do you have like a crane system?
I don't know. It did require a naval pilot's license. So.
Okay. So you've got, that's like a. Long term.
Yeah. It seems like a career rather than a job, you know? So
what did they say when you, wait, did you apply or did you interview for this?
I sent my resume to all these places. They're just Craigslist ads that I found that I applied to.
Whale weigher.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whale weigher. Man. Mm-hmm. What else do I got? Snow cone miner. This actually ruined snow cones for me in New York City because did you know that all these ice cream shops that make snow cones? They just get the ice and the snow
from outside. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
There's a lot. New York, I don't know if you know this, famously dirty.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
The snow doesn't look good. It's brown. It's dirty. It's pee.
Snowfall in New York is good for 5 minutes, and then it becomes the most disgusting thing ever.
Yeah.
If you go, this really is, but like going to Times Square when it's like this out, there's a lot of snow, and it's been plowed up into big piles in the middle of Times Square.
Yeah.
It is just fucking filled with cigarette butts and candy wrappers. Sometimes a tourist child will be in there just frozen.
Just two legs sticking out.
You're like, yeah, he's just here now. He's dead.
Yeah, he's from Denmark and never seen him.
Frozen little Danish boy. That's what
Papa!
Get me out!
Help me!
What else you got?
What else do I got? Okay, so what do we do? Whale weigher, snow cone miner, a small town's local crazy guy.
Oh, that's fun. I think you would be really good.
Yeah. Just like a guy that does karate on the most popular street corner. he dances to 70s pop songs and R&B. Typically shirtless, in very good shape. That's what appeals to me the most.
Yeah. They are mostly in good shape.
Did you have one in your...
Yeah, we actually had a guy. But he was calm. He was never like screaming and raving. But he rode around on a bike and collecting people's recyclables. And called him Hector the Collector.
Hector the Collector. Collected many things.
Yeah. And then there was another guy who had a pet cat on a leash that rode in a motor scooter. Or rode a, you know, one of those.
Yeah.
And that guy they called Chester the Molester. Which I don't know if was fair to him.
Yeah, that's not fair. Yeah. But still funny.
Yeah.
Now that we're saying this, most accurate description of New York is like if all those people moved to New York.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. We had a guy in Jacksonville, North Carolina. The Western Boulevard Ninja, and it was this.
Okay. Go on.
Western Boulevard, obviously the most popular street, Boulevard. And it was a big military town. Uh-huh. Western Boulevard had all the retail on it. I mean, everything. And it just went on. It was like 5 to 7 miles long. And it was the town, honestly. Uh-huh. It was like the main, it was crazy.
Where is this? What town?
In Jacksonville, North Carolina. So it's right on the coast of North Carolina. Huge, largest military base on the East Coast.
Okay.
Or Marine Corps base, excuse me.
I was right next to Paris Island, I bet.
Camp Lejeune. Paris Island's a little bit further south than South Carolina. Okay. But this is Camp Lejeune. Huge, massive base. And so there's like hundreds of thousands of Navy, Marine Corps, military. Mm-hmm. But, just all this retail that's on it. and the Western Boulevard Ninja would sit at the corner of Western Boulevard and Highway 24, most popular, and just do karate all day. Do karate to like old, like to some music. I don't know what he was listening to, but he was just always out there shirtless, like a 60-year-old black dude, bald. I think he was a retired Marine, and just ripped to the core, man.
Really?
Yeah, and just would do karate, not even good karate. But everybody knew him.
Yeah. What's interesting is to see people that like are crazy, but even when people in craziness maintain some measure of discipline.
Yeah, yeah.
Like anytime you say, like I know this is very sad. I'm not trying to like belittle, but like anytime you see a homeless person that has just a mass of belongings, like, and it's organized. Sometimes you'll see like bag ladies or like people with shopping carts, but all their shit is like organized.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's like books here.
Yes, yeah.
Old trash bags.
Like a moving here. Apartment. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's like sanity in the insanity of it. Yeah.
But yeah, and then when you talk to them,
yeah,
it's like blah, blah, blah.
This guy, I think that was the thing, was the WB Ninja, was that he, like we called him crazy, but like. He wasn't homeless. His, like, I don't think he was homeless. That was his thing. It was like, I think it was just a really eccentric guy that liked walking places. He had a bike. He biked everywhere. Yeah. He was in great shape. And there was like an older neighborhood, just not just, you know, a mile or two down the road from his chosen intersection.
Yeah.
And I think he lived back up in there, and he was just like an older guy. And
maybe he just thinks somebody's going to see his karate and be like, this guy, I got it.
They're recasting.
Jackie Chan rolls through, and he's like, I was about to do a very racist Jackie Chan.
I just watched his new movie, last The Foreigner. He does. Somebody's got a joke, but like Jackie Chan sounds like a racist impersonating a Chinese
very
person.
Much does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like when you talk about like, hey, Chinese people don't sound like that. But Jackie Chan does.
Jackie Chan.
Okay. We all know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's so funny. I actually went to, now I don't know, now that I'm thinking about karate, is I actually went to school. Did you see Cabin Fever?
Cabin Fever, did it, don't tell me his name, the guy, Chris Elliott? No. I got it wrong. I didn't see it.
Did you not? It's about, they drink the water and then their skin starts, spoiler alert. It's an old, like, horror.
Oh, it's a horror? Oh, okay.
It's like a,
what
it's
I
like,
was thinking of was a comedy.
It's like a comedy horror movie. It's like black horror. Is that what it's called? I don't know. But it's like, it's really funny, but it's also like people are, their skin is melting off because they drank the water because there's a guy that died and it's like a whatever. Uh-huh. But there's a kid at the beginning of the movie. They're in like, it's like Deliverance style. They're in the backwoods of North Carolina or whatever, wherever they are, West Virginia. And then they pull up to this gas station and then just two old white guys on the porch and this like, looks like a kid, like a retarded kid, and he's just like not talking. That kid then stands up and starts doing really good karate in this dirt parking lot. And that kid, I went to school with him. He landed this huge role, but he was a national like taekwondo champion.
Really?
Yeah. And he left school to go record that, to go film that movie.
That's crazy.
And he had that one part. I wish I could remember his name, but...
Now, let me ask you, was he retarded in real life?
No.
Mentally handicapped?
I mean, he was not. He was, again, eccentric, I think I use for lack of a better term, but he was...
Can we agree, and this is not...
Yes.
Because we do comedy, that requires a little bit of eccentricity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do martial, like karate, martial arts, also,
you
probably are a little eccentric.
You get it. Yeah, I think, yeah, absolutely. To dedicate your life, one's life to it, yeah, for sure.
I remember when I was a kid, my mom wouldn't let me take karate lessons, mm-hmm. and I was so upset, and I was just like, okay, well, it's our funeral if I'm not. I was just like, well, I guess I'll just go through life not being ready for bad guys.
Poor things. That's so funny.
Yeah.
The idea that danger is around every corner for you. Yeah.
I thought for sure I was going to need karate, and I thought for sure my mom was ruining my life. You don't need karate at all.
That's so great. I took karate for a little bit, but then I think early on I was just like, who is this for? I guess, you know? Like... I'm not ever going to dedicate myself to this. And
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You got any more jobs?
I got a couple more. So where are we? A small town's local crazy guy. The back end of a horse suit. That's pretty.
That's
people funny. Always want to be the head. Nobody yeah. wants to be okay, the
so
ass.
You're there to be like, I noticed that you want this horse suit, but you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And I even start. You know what? I even was like, I'll bring the own the backside of it.
Yeah.
You know, people have them in closets. They're constantly losing half of it. Pole installer. This is installing poles. Very niche clientele, mostly strippers and firemen. That's it.
Okay. What about flagpole? You ever go flagpole?
Oh, I could do flagpoles. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Eccentric billionaires in their homes. I'll do that. Yeah. Sure. What else we got? Street sweeper. This one, I'm not. You have to bring your own broom, so I'm not too into it. And then
there's a lot. There's some overhead.
Yeah, yeah. An auto mechanic concierge. You know how you're always going in to get your car fixed and waiting for forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they need.
You're there.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the face of the business.
Yep. Social media post suggester. That's just somebody who's like, you should like that one or you shouldn't like that one.
Okay.
That's it. And then the last one was just a traffic cop.
Nice.
That was it. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So.
Well, I hope you hear back on something. I really think you got a shot at Town Crazy Guy.
A local Town Crazy Guy, yeah.
I wonder, and that must be a city position, right? It must be like
it's government.
I bet. Yeah. It benefits.
Oh, I'm sure. Probably low starting pay. Mm-hmm. I imagine there's not too high of a ceiling on it. There's yeah. not much upward growth, but
that's what I wonder. I bet the
it's internal. It's internal growth.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's like a fulfilling career.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to make the most money? No. The benefits are through the roof, I bet.
Uh huh.
I wouldn't be surprised if some of these boxes that you see, those are supplied by the city as well. You know?
The boxes.
Like that they're living in. That's very mean.
Government housing.
Yeah, government housing, dog.
Oh, that's great.
That was dumb. Well, I hope that you get it. I know that you're working really hard.
Yeah, I am.
Can I tell you something that I'm realizing
mm-hmm.
as we're getting through this? I didn't hit record. No, I'm just I have a problem, especially this time of year. This is gross. I get a lot of mucus. And mm-hmm. stuff. And I have a bad, Carmen hates this that I do it, but I will just snort the, you know.
Oh, back? Of, you got to do it now?
Well, I've done it like 3 times, but each time I've tried to pull the mic away.
Yeah.
Because I can only imagine that it is the worst sound.
Yeah, yeah.
To hear. And I always shrugged it off when it bothered Carmen. And now I'm just like, oh, it is so fucking disgusting.
Bad, yeah.
And this is a funny story from over Christmas vacation. We were driving to Carmen's dad's house for Christmas Eve, and I snorted in the car. Like some mucus back, and I snorted so hard that I pinched a nerve in my back.
Oh my God.
I was just sitting there driving, snorted like, and I was like, I can't. I'm going to have a hard time.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. I put like her stepmom had like a heating pad, and I felt so bad because her nephews and niece were running around and I wanted to play with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to be very slow.
Oh my God.
So sad. So yeah, I just pulled my back.
That's great. Every time, when you're listening to this and we're editing it and stuff, every time you snort, you should do like a whoopty whirl. Yeah.
Or like over it.
Over it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Or not. Whatever.
No, I'll do it.
You don't have to.
I was thinking. I'm trying to think of fun songs that we can plug in.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm trying to do one for. Sweets that we love all
day. Oh, the sweet song?
Cookies and candies.
Yeah.
Cakes.
Cookies and candies. And
cookies and candies and cakes. What is your, I don't know, what's your favorite like cake type dessert?
Mm.
What are we going here?
Well, cake, funfetti, with funfetti icing.
Funfetti. So actual cake.
Yeah.
But I'm, okay, that's pretty good. Funfetti icing.
But like favorite sweet overall, iced oat milk cookies, funfetti cake.
Uh-huh.
I'm also, I really like carrot cake.
You like carrot cake.
I like carrot cake.
Wow.
With a good cream cheese icing on it. It's good.
Is carrot cake a southern thing?
We had it in the south a bunch, but did you?
We had it in the north.
Yeah.
But I was never.
But also, Ohio is kind of southern, right? Where'd you guys side in the southern?
Down around like Cincinnati. Like southern Ohio is kind of southern, yeah.
I drove through there on the way to Michigan one time and a lot of Trump posters.
A lot of Trump posters.
Yeah.
It's a battleground state for sure.
Oh, I mean, arguably the most famous.
Uh-huh. I believe it went for Obama both times, but then, yeah, they went pretty hard for Trump this
time. Yeah.
It was pretty upsetting. What was I gonna say? I can't remember. This is my. I go tiramisu all the time.
Oh, tiramisu's great. Yeah,
tiramisu's so under. Even a bad tiramisu.
Still ordering tiramisu feels pretentious to me, though.
Oh,
do you have tiramisu?
Well, I think if you
do, I want it more. Maybe that's the problem. Excuse me, peasant. Have you heard of tiramisu? Yeah. What's another one? A good apple pie.
You like it?
We're just gonna keep naming sweets forever.
That's okay, we can do.
Because I'm so into it.
This is what I'm finding. You are a lot more adventurous in your sweet liking. You like a varied. Because for me, I go chocolate or cream sweets, like chocolate cake. Or cream
filled sweets, tiramisu. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you would love my dick.
I don't venture too far out into fruit based sweets.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan. Oatmeal cookies, I'm so sorry. No.
Ugh.
Oatmeal cookies I can't believe that they still have a job. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. That reminds me. One of my best friends back home, I don't think he does comedy anymore. It's such a great joke about butter cookies.
Booger cookies?
Butter cookies.
Butter cookies.
But have you ever had a butter cookie? It's literally just sugar, flour, I don't know, maybe whatever's in normal cookies, and butter.
Really?
And his parents, the whole thing was his parents love butter cookies, and they come in that round tin. You know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. It's such a basic cookie. There's nothing in it.
Barely qualified.
Yeah. And he's like, his parents did a bunch. He's like, hey, mom and dad, I don't know if you know this, but butter isn't a rationed commodity anymore. We've moved on to putting other things in cookies, like chocolate chips and sugar and all this stuff. Yeah. But butter cookies, to me, are the most basic.
That's true.
Although oatmeal cookies are on that level, I would argue. Iced oatmeal cookies, though, kind of make an icing.
I'll do an oatmeal cookie if it's a chocolate chip oatmeal cookie.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Oatmeal raisin. Fuck you.
No, what?
Fuck you. Raisin and a cookie? Raisins could be maybe the worst food we've ever come up with. And you know what's so upsetting about it? Is that I love grapes. Grapes are my favorite fruit.
Yeah.
I will eat a whole bag of grapes. Mm-hmm. Like, no business.
Murder them. Kill them, yeah.
Just, and be so happy. And be proud of myself.
Yeah.
Like, look at how healthy I am. I ate fruit. But great, you know,
just raisins. By yourself. Yeah. Pretty good, right? Pretty
raisins
good.
Raisins are dead grapes. They're dead.
I love.
You're eating a cookie that is filled with the corpse of grapes.
Honestly, now you put it that way, I totally get why you have trouble eating them.
Now say you'll never eat them again.
holding me hostage. Say it.
Say it.
Do you hate them?
Say it.
I love them. I'll die on this bed of oatmeal raisin cookies that I've made.
I'm here to make you feel bad, even though you're wrong and dumb. But
yeah, that is interesting. I'm wondering what's one of my no-goes? What's one of my, I don't know if I have one.
Peccadillo. That you can't. Peccadillo. Let me actually check the meaning.
Definition of that.
Well, it's from, I just got a text from my boss saying that she was looking for something, and she said, never mind, found it.
Mm.
So she's fine. Anyway. Peccadillo. Jordan, fill the dead air.
We should have a dead air song.
Dead air.
Dead air.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, we could do a dead air song.
I meant to tell you, you're a very good singer.
Oh,
Singstress.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. I like...
Were you classically trained?
Nah,
or a musical family growing up?
Musical family.
Really?
I did do vocal lessons. My mom, one summer, she was like, you're going to be structured this summer. So she made me take vocal lessons and choreography lessons.
Like dancing choreography?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because my high school had a crazy good theater program.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Did you do theater in high school?
Yes. And the guy that did choreography for all the plays, he had like a choreography. So it was his class.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Of the summer.
Good way to get in. Did you get the lead?
I got like one of the leads my senior year, and then every other year I was in chorus. And I would get solos because I was like so I would get like a chorus.
Mm.
So I was a pretty good singer.
I did band. I played trombone.
You played trombone?
But I wish that I had done chorus. A lot more.
I wish I had done chorus. Because I didn't do chorus. I did orchestra. So I played the double bass.
Oh, okay.
Big one.
Gotcha. Yeah. I just feel like singing is a lot more applicable of a scale right now for me than trombone was. Mm. I'm not busking often, but I would like to do musical improv, you know? So
sure.
I don't know if that's true, but
we could do it. Bring your trombone on the show once.
Okay. I was going to ask you if I should. I hang on to it the way you hang on to things with the hope that you'll get back into it later in life.
That'd be so funny.
And I got it. I can do one pep song.
Yeah?
Bump, 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 bump. I can do that.
And you hit the high. Bump, bump, bump.
Bump, bump, bump. Yeah.
Bump, bump, bump.
Yep.
Do you ever like slide the note down?
Bump, bump, bump. Yeah. That's the great thing about the trombone. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all the trombone is good for, is just sliding up and down. That's not all. That's a good meaning.
I'll stop. Trombone's the only instrument I'll stop for in the subway when I see a busker. Unless you're crazy good.
It's the only instrument?
It's not the only one. Who am I? You know, I'll stop a bunch.
Yeah.
I just stopped for a guy the other day just singing, crushing it.
Yeah.
At the Bedford L stop. Yeah. Oh, man, he was so good. But a trombone, mm-hmm. I'll go out of my way to be like, no, 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 hold on, babe. Yeah. Let's go check this out.
What's fun about busking in New York, or seeing buskers, or just performance artists in general in the subway, is that the range of skill level is just so wide.
It's a shot in the dark, yeah.
Where you will just see people where you're like, how are you not in Carnegie Hall right
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
You should have an agent. I wish I was an agent. I would sign you. And then you see other people, and you're like, this is, you should be underground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should be underground. Please stay here.
Yeah, never.
You garbage, untalented person.
That was one of my favorite New York moments ever of all time, was there was a guy that just got on the subway car with his violin,
mm-hmm.
and he played, and he was pretty good. And then the doors at one of the stops opened, and you just immediately heard just the most beautiful violinist.
Oh, wow. Oh, my so God. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and that was kind of New York in a nutshell.
Yeah. One of my first, like, I don't know if it was a New York moment, but it was like, I was on the subway, the Showtime guys get on. If you're unfamiliar, it's these guys, it's these young kids that, like, after school on weekends and stuff, they'll get on super athletic, super talented, and they call it the Showtime. They'll get on and be like, Showtime, Showtime,
Showtime.
And then they do this whole, like, Cirque du Soleil performance mm-hmm. on the train with the poles and stuff. And the first time I saw it, I knew what was going on, and I knew that I shouldn't, felt like as an actual New Yorker, I shouldn't be liking it, but it was so impressive. These kids are like 14, 15, 16 years old, and they're doing these crazy, like, trapeze style, whatever, you know, flips and stuff, and I'm just like in awe. And then I look over, and the guy next to me couldn't be less interested. He was reading a fishing magazine, which is like the only thing more boring than fishing itself. And he's reading the magazine. And I was just like, fuck you, man. This is like, at least take time to enjoy this.
Yeah, just look at them.
But now I'm that guy. I carry a fishing magazine everywhere. I don't.
Sure. Although I will say, you do see a wide range of Showtime. But what is encouraging about the Showtime kids is I feel like as a whole, they've gotten much better. When I first moved here, I remember seeing some where I was like, okay, well, I mean,
you can
get better than this because I've seen better.
That's the thing about, I don't know why I'm thinking about on a larger scale. That's the thing about show business, Sam. Let me tell you about it. It's like you see these people in the subway who are like so crazy talented, and then you see them on like The Voice and America's Got Talent. But it's like, you know what? It's like we're spoiled with talent in the world because it's like, okay, great. You can belt out this refrain, but can you write your own? How would you do like on tour, you know, like there's so many other aspects to it than just being a good singer. Like what else can you bring to the table?
Yeah, seriously.
That's how I realized I was in the middle class of the entertainment industry, I think.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I got one thing and it's pretty good.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, what a good note to end on.
Yep.
Man, well, how do you feel? I think this was a pretty good one.
I feel good. This was good.
Yeah.
We feel good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything you want to... Actually, I don't yet know when we're going to start putting these out, but pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have anything you want to plug for February?
No.
Okay.
No. This podcast.
Yeah.
No.
Check out this podcast. You know what? I should have said up top. Maybe I'll plug it in up top, but we do have a Twitter account for it.
Oh, really?
Which I should probably give you access to. but it's called Up Your Butt Pod.
Up Your Butt Pod.
Yeah. Let me double check on that. Jordan, fill the dead air.
Up Your Butt Pod and aroundthecorner.com. No, just Up Your Butt Pod.
Actually, no. The Gmail is upyourbuttpod@gmail.com.
Cool.
And then, yeah. So it's
and then you are at, what's your Twitter, Instagram?
Mine is Really Sam Evans.
Really, both?
Yeah. At Really Sam Evans.
Okay.
What's yours?
At Juden Huggins.
At Juden Huggins. That's right. Juden.
Yeah.
But you're not Jewish.
No.
Seems anti-Semitic. Yeah.
Have I told you the story about it? Uh-uh. It's just like, and because I went to high school in two, I transferred halfway through high school, but I went to high school in two small towns. So I grew up in a small town of Hickory and then moved to Jacksonville, graduated high school. At the new high school in Jacksonville, my sister and I showed up, and only because we don't have a lot of Jewish people in the South, very few. My whole high school, all my friends thought I was Jewish because of my nose. That was it.
You don't even have an especially like,
I know, large
stereotypical Jewish.
Yeah. It's not hooked or green or anything.
You're not counting shit.
And so somebody asked us, and I was standing beside my sister. Somebody asked us, he goes, "Are you guys Jewish?" Like it was such a rare commodity for them or whatever. And I just looked over at Riley and then answered real quick. Riley's my sister. And I was like, "Yes, we are." And then for the 2 years I was in high school, and then until her senior year, she's a year younger than me, everybody thought we were Jewish. And then one day somebody found out that we weren't Jewish, and they were just like, "Why'd you lie?" And I was like, "I don't know.
We needed it."
But at the time, I had already set all my social media.
Sure.
Juden Huggins.
Well, it probably gave you a little bit of social currency in here.
None of that felt like a hate crime until I moved to New York. Sure. But yeah.
Sure. I think at the time it was innocent enough.
Yeah.
We forgive you. Well, send your hate mail at Juden Huggins.
Up Your Butt Pod.
Yeah, and our Twitter is at Up Your Butt Pod.
Okay, cool.
And if you want to send us any suggestions or anything, for like show idea, we'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No format to the show.
We do.
We're trying to figure it out.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's going well.
Mm-hmm.
So just send us your questions, comments, or concerns, and not your concerns. Keep them to yourself. But that's all I think we have for today. Do you want to say anything else to people, Jordan?
Nope. Bye. I love you. Do you have anything you want to plug?
No. I just think about it.
Okay.
We can just talk. This is our outro. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.